During Lent, we've been talking about this theme of a voice in the stillness. And over these first few weeks, we've been talking about this mostly in personal terms, in individual terms. What does it mean to listen for a voice in the stillness? How do we pay attention to what nourishes us, what feeds us and our souls in our lives? What's getting in the way of us? I can tell the sound system's going to be fun today. What's getting in the way of us listening for that voice? What hinders us? What are we holding on to that means that we can't hear, that we're not experiencing that sense of connection with the divine? We haven't just talked about this in personal terms, but most of the questions we've talked about so far have been personal. What nourishes you? What should you be spending more time and effort on in your life? And what should you be letting go of? Where are the places where you need to forgive yourself? And where are the places where you need to spend time and forgive others? How will that allow you to be fuller in how you live and how you're aware of the divine? This week, we're continuing to explore this theme, but we're thinking of it more in terms of what comes next. Okay, so we've spent time paying attention to the divine, listening to the voice in the stillness, watching the flame of the candle, sensing the spirit of God as we step outside and enjoy the warmth or the snow, depending on the day. Then what? And so today, we are talking particularly about spiritual practices. And spiritual practices are that transition point. They're both a form of listening and a form of action. They're both a form of being aware, paying attention to the divine, and also a way of responding. And that's why it was such a gift today to have an experience of meditation. An illustration of how it's both an experience of listening to ourselves, to what's within, paying attention to the divine more broadly as well. But not just a practice of paying attention, but of it being transformed into something more, our will for ourselves and for others. And it was wonderful to have that reminder as well that there are many different ways to enter into meditation. Because so often we hope for the one-size-fits-all garment to spiritual practices. We hope that we can find the one thing that'll work for us and, coincidentally, for everyone else, and just make all of our lives better. And if you go to a bookstore or online, you can find entire sections devoted to this concept of the one way to make sure you have a happy or fulfilled or meaningful life. And it's your fault if that way doesn't work for you, because of course it should. So it was wonderful to have that reminder that we're different. We're different people. And we pay attention to the divine and the sacred in different ways. That's not a problem, that's a gift. That's a gift of who each of us is. It, of course, means that you might have to do some translation as I'm talking. I might be using language that doesn't work as well for you. I might be suggesting an approach that isn't the one that works for you, and then you have to think about what it is that accomplishes the same thing, that allows you to reach the same place. So it might have been today's experience of meditation. Or it might be the half hour of silence that the meditation group practices every week. Or it might not be. And there are many different spiritual practices that people engage in. Some of them we're very familiar with. Prayer and scripture reading, meditation and yoga, spending time lighting and in the presence of a candle, walking a labyrinth, journaling. There are other forms of spiritual practice as well, ones that we don't hear about as often, but still allow us to find that connection within ourselves and that ability to reach out and be aware of others, of the sacred within others. So, for instance, for how many of you is washing dishes a spiritual practice? Yeah, there we go. What could allow dishwashing to be a spiritual practice? Some of us need something active, something physical to do. It gives us a sense of focus. And washing dishes is a very repetitive process. You don't need to think that closely about what you're doing. It can allow you to set aside that need to pay attention to exactly what's going on and to look at more what's going on within you, what's going on within your life. So for some of us, it's going for a walk. For some of us, it's a conversation with someone trusted who will talk about more than just the weather, more than just the meal, but what really matters within ourselves. For the crafty types, often knitting or crochet or quilting can serve as a spiritual practice. Once again, a physical action, a work of creation that allows us to be connected with who we are. And also in the gift of, in the instance of crafting, with whoever we're making this for. Adding our thoughts and our prayers and our attention to that recipient of this work. I'm moving around a little bit in the hopes that if I stand somewhere different, I will echo less. I'm not sure if I'm echoing for you, but I'm definitely echoing for me. We'll see if it works or not. Not so much. So there's many different ways that we engage in spiritual practices. And in fact, the point about washing dishes is that it's not so much what we're doing as what we're doing while we're doing it. It could be anything, really, if we're focusing on it in the right way. Not on our worries and our fears. Let's try walking down the stairs, see if that helps. Not on our worries and our fears, but on ourselves, on this moment, on the feel of water in our hands, or the quiet of paying attention to a candle, on the presence, the sacred presence of a friend that we're speaking to. On that moment of connection, as we watch something unfold in front of us, or we hear a story, and we realize that it is significant, it's important, it can offer us insight. So a spiritual practice is something that we do where we're aware that life itself is sacred. Not just this moment, whether or not my voice is ringing. Not just this moment here. Not just everything else that happens in this church. Oh, that's even better. We'll go back this way. Not just this moment here. Not just everything else that happens in this building with the people here. But all of it. All of it matters. All of it is about the richness of life. And in all things, we can recognize our deep connectedness with one another. So a spiritual practice is something that allows us to focus on the moment, recognize the sacred that exists right here and right now, and then to live into that in what we do, in how we interact with one another, in how we're gentle with ourselves, how we become our fullest selves. Going back to Paul's letter, we become most ourselves, whether we are teachers or prophets or exhorters or people with compassion, whoever we are, becoming most truly that person. I want to say one other thing about spiritual practices, which is we take the spiritual part for granted. It's about our spirits, about our inner selves. We can see that in meditation or scripture reading or labyrinth walking or even sometimes washing dishes. But we often gloss over the practices part of it. We figure that we should somehow be good at managing stuff that's about ourselves, about our spirits. We want it to happen quickly. There's a whole section in bookstores or online about the quick results we can get if we just change that one thing in our lives. But if we remember that spiritual practices are practices, like practicing piano, or practicing for a soccer game, or a hockey game, or a choir anthem, that in fact, all of our lives are not just about being our truest selves, but practicing being our truest selves. It's a lot easier to be gentle on ourselves and others when we remember that this isn't going to be easy. It's going to take work. It's going to take going over and over and over the same activities, the same routines, the same practices. In fact, we're not going to reach an end goal. We're not going to become concert performers, most of us. But that doesn't mean we should give up on the piano lessons. We keep working on it. We keep practicing the honesty, the living in harmony, the kindness and truth that we offer one another. We keep practicing not being haughty, being aware that there's nothing intrinsic in ourselves that makes us better than anyone else. And so recognizing the sacred in others, in all of their strengths and all of their hurts. We practice being gentle with ourselves and generous with others. We practice recognizing our connection, that connection that we call the sacred, that we call the Spirit of God, that we call sometimes the power of life and love that is able to transform the world. So let's practice together, not just listening, but in all of our actions and all of our love. Amen.